Kuduro is the infectious, pulsating music and dance that moves the southwestern African country of Angola. A group called Ush Kuduristas, the Kuduro ones, is bringing the sound of their music to clubs and halls across Paris, Amsterdam, and recently New York City and Washington, D.C. But NPR's Anastasia Tsioulkas reports their story is complicated.
Singer M.I.A. has worked with the Kuduro-inspired crew. And reggaeton star Don Omar had an international hit called Kuduro Danza. So what exactly is Kuduro? Choreographer Manuel Kanza, who goes by his last name, says it's all about the dance.
It's inspired by so many things around our environment, our world. Anything can make a Kuduro move. For example, we imitate the movement of animals, the marching of soldiers. Everything can make a movement of Kuduro.
It's also music of the streets that spreads virally, says Marissa Moorman, a professor of African history at Indiana University.
It's everywhere. It's unavoidable. It's played very widely on what are called candungueros, which are these collective taxis, essentially. This is the most common form of transportation. And so even though the radio station will play some kuduro, most kuduro is produced in studios in the museks, which are shanty towns. And so most artists will produce and then hand out copies of the CDs to candungueros drivers and get them to play their music in order to popularize it and promote it.
It's party music, the kind you'd find in clubs anywhere in the world. But it has a deeper meaning in Angola, a country still scarred by a 22-year civil war that ended only a decade ago.
You know, when Kuduro started, we were a country at war, and our young people and even our older generation was trying to make their kids, their children, feel comfortable and try to transmit, however possible, a sense of normalcy.
That's a producer and musician who goes by the name of Corian Du. He put the tour of musicians and dancers together to introduce Kuduro to audiences beyond Angola.
Kuduro was more so celebration of being alive. Because we did have, you know, our family members who were in the army or, you know, lost a leg in the landmine. But we wanted to focus on the positive.
He might well want to focus on the positive. His real name is José Eduardo Paulinho dos Santos. It's one of the most famous last names in Africa. He's the son of Angola's president, José Eduardo dos Santos, who's been in power for 32 years.
I don't focus on that. And very honestly, that doesn't really have any impact. It seems like I came from a privileged background, but that's not really the case.
He'd like to be known best as a musician and producer, but a lot of what goes on in Angola is a family affair. Corian Du produces much of the programming that airs on the television channel run by his sister. Another brother runs a $5 billion sovereign wealth fund on behalf of the nation. Angola is the second largest oil producer in Africa and one of the world's biggest diamond exporters. Yet 80% of the residents in the capital, Luanda, live in shanty towns, and most earn less than $2 a day. Professor Marissa Moorman says that Kuduro reflects what Angolans have endured.
You can't separate its beginnings from politics, from this history of the civil war and the ways in which the violence of that war was played out very particularly on the bodies of young men, right? Young men were recruited both by the state and by the rebel forces to fight in the war. And I think it's a story of triumph over bone-crushing conditions.
What we do is trying to have fun out of something that is really serious.
Choreographer Kanza.
For example, the time of war, people would imitate the crippled man walking. So taking that movement of the crippled person into a movement of dance, they call it the camortero. If you translate it in English, it's like coming from the dead.
Defito asume.
As a result of the civil war, median age in Angola is now less than 18 years old. And producer Koryandu says those young people are Kuduro's main audience.
Kuduro really is, I would say, the energy of this specific generation, the generation that was born between, I'd say, the mid to late 80s and right now. And it's still that sort of very vibrant energy that really reflects the current Angola.
Koryandu's love for Kuduro seems genuine enough, but you can't help but wonder how much of his recent tour helps the government rebrand itself for international consumption, and how much of his support for the music helps keep a very young Angola loyal to his father. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.
You can watch Kuduro dancers in action and hear some of their music at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Windeck, 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 Windeck,